Fantastic. Anna, thank you very much indeed. Well, I wonder if I could invite the children to come down on the front of the red carpet here. Come on down. I'm just going to move this to one side. Let me put this over there. Fantastic. Great. Now, I've got a little game for you guys. In a few moments, four friends of ours are going to come out from the door here. And they all look pretty much the same, okay? They're all going to be wearing white T-shirts. But one of them is going to look a bit different. And you've got to spot the person who is different. Do you think you can do that? Okay, so you've got to look really closely to see if you can spot the person who's a bit different. So here come our friends. Here come our four friends out. They come there. They are white T-shirts, all looking pretty much the same. But one of them is a bit different. Can you spot who's a bit different? This bloke at the end here, why is he different? He's got slightly funny hair, hasn't he? He's got a purple wig on. Yeah, so James is the one different there. Okay, well done, you got that first one. Okay, guys, let's have our round two. Okay, they're just going to pop back in now. Again, really beady eyes. See if you can spot which one of these four is looking a bit different. You were fantastic on that first one. Okay, can we observe who might be looking a bit different here? This one on the end again. It's always the person on the end. She is looking a little bit. Is that Zoe or is that a wolf or something there? But she's looking a bit different there. Great, guys. Okay, let's have another go. You're very good at this. You're very good at spotting the person who is different. Okay, here we go again. Next one, look really closely, really closely. Who is looking a bit different here? Do you think it's Jack here? He doesn't think it is, but he's wearing this why is he different? Yellow hat. It's a yellow hat, isn't it? He's got a yellow hat on, absolutely. Okay, last round, guys, last round. Let's see if we can spot who is different on this one. You're doing very, very well, spotting who is different. So really close looking. They're going to be coming back out in just a second. Spot the difference. Here we go. Here we go. Who is different here now? That one. Who's that one? Jack here. This one. He's different. Why is he different? Fantastic. Absolutely right. Jack is wearing a jumper and the others are just wearing a white T-shirt. Guys, thank you very much. Do grab a seat. Now, you've got the idea there of spotting the difference. Now, this morning, we heard just read to us this morning from Anna a prayer that Jesus prayed. And it's a prayer that he prayed for his disciples. And it's a prayer that tells us what Jesus wants for his disciples, for those people who are following him. And that's as true for us today as it was for those first disciples that he was praying for back then. And the first thing we learnt from this prayer is that we're to be different. Do you see that? Spot the difference. We're to be different. Let me read you the end of the prayer. It's going to come up on the screen here. Let me read you the end of the prayer. The grown-ups will find it in verse 16. Let me read this. Jesus prayed this of his followers. He said, "They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth." Now, there's a very big word in there. Sanctify. Sanctify. What does sanctify mean? Well, let me tell you what sanctify means. Sanctify means to be different. It means to be different. And if you're a follower of Jesus, you are to be different from the world around you. But how? How are you to be different? Are you to be different in the way that you dress so that you wear a jumper when everyone else is wearing a T-shirt? That's not the way we're to be different. We're not to be different so much in the way that we dress. We're to be different in the same way that Jesus was different. To To go back to verse 16 again on the screen. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. We're different in the same way that Jesus is different. We're to be different in the same way that Jesus is different. Now I'm going to invite Ollie up because he's going to help me out here. And I want to ask you the question. What was Jesus like? If we're to be different in the way that Jesus was different, we need to know what Jesus was like. Now we've got a t-shirt here. And yeah, bring it down. Thank you. Look. Here's a t-shirt. Ollie's got some pens. And we're going to write on this t-shirt what Jesus was like. So what was Jesus like? Does anyone want to put up their hand and tell me what Jesus was like? Yeah. He was kind. Fantastic. That's a great start. Jesus was kind. Anything else about Jesus that we might like to put up here? Ethan.
He was perfect.
He was perfect. He was perfect. Absolutely. What else? Yes.
He was wearing white.
He might have worn white at some times. He might not always have worn white. But he was perfect though. White in the sense of perfect. Thank you very much. Great. So reinforcing that one. Yeah, Theo.
He was powerful.
Yeah, he certainly was powerful. Terrific. Yes, Maya. Sorry, say that again. He washed away our sins. He did. He washed away our sins. He died for us. He sacrificed himself for us. I'll leave Ollie to know how to put that one up. Yes, yes, you tell me. He's proud. Okay, proud in the sense that he knew who he was. How are you going to put that one up, Ollie? He was king. He was king. Absolutely. Thank you very much. Any other ideas? Yes, yes, let's put one more up. He was grateful. Yeah, he was thankful. He was a very thankful person, Jesus, wasn't he? He was full of thanks. Absolutely. Fantastic. I reckon we've got space for a couple more. I'll open this up to anyone else. What else do we know about what Jesus was like? Yeah. He was forgiving. Yeah, he was forgiving. That's a good one. Thank you very much. Fantastic. Anyone else out here? Anyone else want to go for it? Yes. Sorry, Andrew? He was merciful. He was merciful. Fantastic. Great. Okay, there are lots of different things about what Jesus was like. Ollie, thank you very much for putting those things down. Now, we're to be different in the same way that Jesus was different. We're to be like him. And it's a bit like Jack here, who is different, wearing his jumper, actually putting this t-shirt on. We're to be different in the same way that Jesus was different. And so we're to be like Jesus. So, at school, in the playground, when you're hanging out with your friends, we're to be like Jesus. So he's hanging out with his friends, being like Jesus. But there is a danger here, when you want to be different. And that's of cutting yourself off. There is a danger that you could just be so different, you want to sort of go off and separate yourselves from your friends and cut yourself off from them. And that is not what this passage is saying that we should do. That would be a big mistake. It wouldn't be the way that Jesus lived. Jesus didn't cut himself off from people. Let me read to you verse 18, this last little verse. Again, it'll be up on the screen, and the grown-ups will see it in verse 18. Jesus prayed this, "As you sent me into the world," he's praying to his Father, "as you sent me into the world, I have sent them," speaking of his followers, "into the world." Do you see that? Jesus sends us into the world, into our classrooms, into our schools, into the playground, into all the clubs that we go to so that we can be different there. And above all, so that we can tell people about Jesus. Do you remember that song we were singing earlier? It's a wonderful song, isn't it? For God so loved the world that he sent his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not die, but have eternal life. And that is the message above all that we bring into the world and tell people about in the world, in the way that we live and in what we say. So we're to be different, but we're also to get involved, to be involved, as Jack is there. Fantastic. There we go. Well, with that image in your mind, why don't I ask the children to go and sit down? And I've just got a few more words for the grown-ups as they do so. Well, if I could just say a few extra words to the grown-ups in particular. And you might well have heard the phrase in Christian circles, in the world, but not of it. In the world, but not of it. And we get that idea from these three verses that we're particularly looking at the end here of this passage that we had read us, verses 16, 17 and 18. And it means that as Christians, we're to be different from the world around us. We're not of it. We're to be distinct. And the way we're to be distinct is in the way that we reflect Jesus. We're to be like him in his character, sanctified, made holy is another way of putting that, by God's word. But we're not to separate ourselves from the world around us. We're not to cut ourselves off. What Jesus prays for his disciples is true of all disciples. He doesn't take us out of the world, but instead he sends us into the world, verse 18. We're to be engaged, we're to be involved in the world around us. And just as Jesus came into the world to demonstrate God's love for us, we're to do the same to the world around us in the way that we live and above all in the message that we proclaim, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. We're to be different but involved. We're to be distinct but engaged in the world but not of it. But this is something we find really difficult to get right. There are two ways we tend to go wrong, falling off one side of the horse or the other. The one side of the horse we often fall off is to be so keen to be involved in the world that we are barely different from it. So that the way that we speak, the way we think, the priorities we have, the gods we turn to, our behavior is barely distinguishable from the world around us. But we're called to be different, to be distinct. And yet it's easy to fall off on the other side of the horse as well, to be so keen to be different from the world around us that we barely engage with it, that we barely get involved. And we end up cutting ourselves off, becoming a sort of holy huddle, disengaged from the world around us. But we've been called to get involved, sent into the world as witnesses to Jesus Christ. And really the question for us this morning is, what is our greatest danger here? I wonder what your greatest danger is. Which side of the horse you tend to fall off? Often we manage to fall off on both sides of the horse in different areas of our life, in different ways, at different times. It can feel so difficult. I don't know if you feel the tension there. But the key thing is this. Do you see what the key thing is? It is to become more like Jesus. It is to become more like Jesus. The more like Jesus we become, the more distinct we will be. The more we are like Jesus, like his character, the more distinct we will be. And the more like Jesus we become, the more we will seek to engage with the world. Jesus was utterly loving, utterly compassionate, utterly engaged with people, holding out the hope of the gospel. Jesus, you see, brings these two things together. And I wonder if you notice in verse 17 the way in which we can become more like Jesus, in which we can be sanctified. Have a look at verse 17. We read this: sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. And so what we have in our hands is God's truth here in our hands, in the Bible. It is the truth about Jesus Christ. And so as we read it and think about it and meditate on it and allow it to shape our lives, the more in the power of the Spirit we will be changed to be like Jesus, to be different, but to be involved, to be distinct, but engaged. Our vision as a church is captured in our strapline. You'll see it on the top of the notice slip. To be a gospel-centered community for the heart of Fulham and beyond. That's simply an outworking of what we've been talking about this morning. We long to be a distinct group of people, a gospel-centered community. But we also long to be engaged with the world around us, a gospel-centered community for the heart of Fulham and beyond. Distinct but engaged, different but involved, in the world, but not of it. And the way that we do that is to be more like Jesus through his word, the truth. Well, why don't I lead us all in a prayer as we close? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, this was the prayer of your Son. This is our prayer too, that we might be in the world, but not of it. Engaged, but distinct. Involved, yet different. Above all, we pray that we'd be like Jesus, who came into this world to reveal who you are and your truth to us, who loved, who cared for, who had utter integrity, who is full of compassion, who is perfect and holy. Would we be more and more like him? In his name we pray. Amen.